Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Yeah, Jimmy, I just wondered, you know, given this was the first full week, really, of practice and getting into pads and whatnot, just what your assessment is overall of how the team's coming along.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. We always stress to our guys about getting better, and these guys have done a fabulous job of coming in and watching extra film and bugging their coaches for extra Zoom meetings. And I think right now that even the guys are getting better. Execution on both sides of the ball and on special teams. It's been fun, but obviously we're not there yet. We definitely need a couple more weeks of practice before game day.
All right, we'll go to Anthony Edwards. Anthony will be followed by Lauren. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So lots of players say, you know, they want to go out and hit someone. You probably don't go say, I want to go out coach someone, or like, what are you thinking? What's your mentality as a coach getting excited to coach your first game as a head coach?
Yeah. You know, for me, I've always taken pride in being extremely prepared. And I think the more prepared our team is, the more prepared our coaches are, the better we're going to play, the better chance we give ourselves of having a victory on game day. And so really that's the whole focus, is getting every unit, every side of the ball, and our coaches, making sure we feel extremely prepared so we can just go out there and just play this game that we love.
All right, we'll go to Lauren Kirschman. Lauren will be followed by Chris Fetters. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hey, Jimmy. A few players talked about how impressed they've been with the freshman wide receivers. Just what have you seen from them over this first week?
Yeah, they've been awesome. They bring a lot of great energy. They've caught some impressive footballs in some big situations that we've put them in practice. So I'm sure that's why they've caught the attention of some of the vets. And, you always say that the tape doesn't lie. And so when you turn on the tape and those guys are making play after play after play, they're going to show up and vets are going to talk about them.
All right, we'll go to Chris Fetters. He'll be followed by Masvita. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Jimmy, a couple of the guys have also talked a little bit about their unique and creative ways to stay conditioned and to work out and do what they could, especially in their break that they had to go back to see their families and whatnot. How has that shown up for you guys, and how much extra, or how have you had to maybe adapt or do some other things to make sure that these guys can get into football shape as soon as possible, especially understanding and seeing how it's affected the NFL with injuries and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, first of all, I think about 95% of our team, they were completely on it during the quarantine. They stayed in great shape. And then about 5%, that's probably any offseason, about 5% of the team needed a little bit extra stuff before and after practice and maybe some other days as well. But our strength and conditioning staff, they've done a fabulous job of tracking our guys and, the exertion that they give out every single day. We've paid attention as coaches to build the practice plans the correct way to really ramp these guys up. We just want to just go full bore. And you guys even see that when you guys are allowed to practice. I mean, we start off slow and we kind of build this thing up, and then we kind of go back down as the practice ends. Right now we are in excellent shape. We've done a fabulous job of making sure these guys aren't too strained. But we got to keep pushing the limits, and we'll continue to do that as we get closer to game day.
All right, we'll go to Masvita. Masvita will be followed by Dan Raley. Go ahead, Mas.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, heard a lot from the vets just in terms of their leadership and how engaged they are with the younger guys, invested they are for those guys to do well. Just wonder if you could talk a little bit about the leadership of some of your vets here.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of our anchors around here is uncommon unity. And we believe we're the most unified team in the country. And it starts with our vets, our leaders, taking care of the young, taking care of the rookies, just like when they were young and the vets of old took care of them. And that's it's been a tradition around here to take those guys under their wing and coach them up how we do it, the Washington way. And our vets have been fabulous, and our leadership has been fabulous.
All right, we'll go to Dan Raley, followed by Mike Varell. Go ahead, Dan.
Jimmy, after a week of looking at them, what do you see with the quarterbacks? John Donovan said they all do different things, and they've all made a few mistakes and done good things. But what do you see?
Yeah, no, I really echo Coach Donovan there. I see a progression early on. You know, mistakes, of course, those are going to happen, especially when you're going against a really good defense day in and day out. But a steady progression, and then they start making plays, and then all of a sudden, a few mistakes. And what our goal is every single day is just to get a little bit better, and then we know we'll be on the right track. And I think that whole group is on the right track right now.
All right, we'll go to Mike Varell, followed by Christian Capel. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm wondering, you know, how important is it to have a guy like Josiah Bronson back, who's, you know, it's a fairly young team, but this is a guy entering his sixth year of college. Just what does he do for you guys?
Yeah, it's great to have Josiah back. He brings really good energy. He's played a lot of football, and it's tremendous to have him, especially just for that D line unit that's fairly young. And he's playing. He's played some big time football for us, and I think he's going to have a big time senior year. It's great to have Josiah back. We're glad he's here. We're glad he's a dog.
All right, we've got a Christian. He'll be followed by Anthony, and then Chris Fetters. Raise your hand if you have a question. Go ahead, Christian.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm wondering about Kevin Thompson specifically, just having watched him practice now a little bit. How would you describe his skill set, and also just how has he kind of picked things up coming into a new program?
Yeah, Kevin's made a bunch of plays out there. You guys saw it on film, you know, what he was able to do at Sacramento State, making plays with his legs and his arm. And we've seen that at practice. He's been able to move the chains on some critical third downs in practice. He's made some really good throws, but then he's also made mistakes just like the other quarterbacks have. And it's just a continual learning process for all those guys. But we've been very happy with Kevin. He's picking up the offense. He's made a bunch of plays already, and we're expecting him to continue to improve as camp moves on.
All right, we'll go to Anthony Edwards. He'll be followed by Chris. Go ahead, Anthony.
And Jimmy, so as kind of a assistant for over two decades, and now having to wait another 2 months because of the pandemic, what's that been like? Have you just been like urging to get out on the field and coach your first game?
No, I mean, of course I'm excited. We're all excited to play football. We're all grateful that we're just having meetings and practice right now, you know, because it was a short time ago that we were not going to be playing football at all this season. But really, we're all enjoying the process. We're enjoying the process of our meetings that we had this morning, of going out there and taking everything that we taught in the classroom and seeing if our guys retain the information and then execute out there on the field. And we're all excited for this next couple of weeks to keep just honing in our guys, getting them better. So when we show up on November 7th, hopefully we're the most prepared team on that day. And then it's going to start a weekly process after that. I'm engaged with every single day and excited to be around these guys and excited to watch their improvement.
All right, we'll go to Chris Fetters and then Mike Varell on deck. Go ahead, Chris.
Jimmy, you've talked about the in regards to the offense. Obviously, you want it to be a very attack-minded, downhill running team. Also noticed that there's a lot of bigger backs in this roster now with Kamari at 230 listed. You've got a walk-on Javon Ward at 220 plus. Even Rich is at 210 now. Was there a concerted effort to get these guys bigger to maybe have that be a part of your arsenal now and impose your will that way?
That's right. Great, Drew. Great job noticing that, Chris. I'll tell you what, they don't let heavyweight fighters fight lightweights for a reason. The heavyweight fighter is going to win. And we like big people across the board on both sides of the ball, and big running backs are tough to stop. And we, you know, these guys are, they're putting on weight. Naturally, they're already big guys. You know, again, our strength staff's an unbelievable job of making sure their meals are correct and their conditioning is correct. But even moving forward when we're recruiting, we like these big backs that like to pound the ball and make it really hard on defense as a tackle, especially in the fourth quarter. So you will definitely continue to see us recruit those type of running backs and at other positions as well. You see the DBs, we always like long guys, bigger guys. You could look at our O-line. I believe we have one of the biggest O-lines in the country, for sure in the Pac-12. And so we like big people. They don't let heavyweight fighters fight lightweight fighters.
All right, we'll go to Mike Farrell, then Christian on deck, followed by Rayleigh. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jimmy, kind of an offshoot of that. Cam Davis, how is his skill set a little bit different from your other guys, and what's your expectation for him?
Yeah, no, Cam is – I'll tell you what, he had my favorite play yesterday. I'm not going to tell you what the play was, but my favorite play yesterday, and I pointed out in the team meeting this morning, very smart, very tough player. He's another big back that can catch out of the backfield, that knows our protections, runs hard. I'm really excited about Cam Davis, and I'm really excited about Coach Bonifa's stable he has. We have some talented guys in that room that are – and it's a competitive room, and they're all going to be fighting for some carries and some playing time. But Cam Davis, I'm extremely excited about him. He's had some big-time days here back-to-back.
Christian's next, and then Dan really after that. Go ahead, Christian.
Obviously, Rome Odunze is a guy that I think some of his teammates have already talked about a little bit this camp. Was a recruit that a lot of schools wanted. Just curious why that is. I mean, what do you see from him as a receiver that made him such a touted prospect and has him standing out so far?
Yeah, another guy that really possesses, the traits you want. I mean, he's tall, he's fast, and he plays with a defensive mentality. I mean, he is a tough young man. That's what we saw on tape. Of course, we signed him. He's here, and he's showing that and more so far in camp. He's still got a ways to go, and he's still got to go do it in a real FBS football game against another opponent. But he's definitely so far made some big-time plays against some good DBs that are on our team. I'm excited about him, but he knows he's got to get better each and every day.
All right, Dan Rayleigh, followed by Anthony, and then Masvita. Go ahead, Dan.
Jimmy, I saw the footage of Kevin Thompson that you guys put up, and I know the Garbers brothers have been talking a little smack because they're first-game opponents, but haven't heard too much about Jacob Sermon. Could you give a little rundown of how his first week has gone?
Okay, you went over the map there. So your question, I was getting ready to talk about Kevin, the Garbers, but your question is about Sermon? Is that
yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, same thing. These guys have all – you know, I pointed out a play that he made yesterday, you know, to the whole team this morning. You know, Jacob made an awesome play, a quick decision by our quarterback and got rid of the ball and threw a strike. I think the same thing. It's been good play, good play, good play. And then all of a sudden, hey, we got to learn from this. We got to learn from that. All those guys are progressing in the right way. And we're really excited about our preseason game number 2 tomorrow, which should really show the development and the progression of all 4 of those guys and the rest of our team. We're excited to see how these guys perform under some pressure tomorrow.
All right, go to Anthony and then Masvita. Go ahead, Anthony.
Jimmy, what's your relationship been like with Coach K over the years? Do you think that if it wasn't for his decision a couple of years back that you might not be here, or just how's your relationship been with him since you guys met?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys – I mean, Coach K and I go way back. I mean, a few of you, I think, have wrote about this. Coach K and I go back to when I was at Eastern Washington. He's one of the coaches that talked me into not going to the business world and being a football coach. So Coach K is a close friend of mine, dear friend of mine. And, I mean, I can't say enough about him. I don't want to get emotional up here right now this morning because I love the guy. I love the guy to death. He's a close friend of mine. He's one of the best coaches I've ever been around. And I appreciate that he's here on our staff.
All right, we'll go to Masvita, and then we'll wrap things up with Chris Fetters. Go ahead, Mas.
Yeah, hey, Coach, you used the analogy of a heavyweight boxer in terms of your running backs. And how important is it to have, like, let's say, Muhammad Ali type of boxer that's big and yet he's quick on his feet? In other words, that running backs that can catch the ball, light on their feet, as well as you know, get the extra yards on fourth and one in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the bigger and more nimble, the better. I mean, across the board. I mean, Vita Vea, huge but nimble. You know, Trey Adams, I mean, going on and on. Caleb McGarry, big but nimble. We don't want just big guys that can't move. And definitely at the running back position, we want big guys that can also catch the ball in the backfield and make guys miss in the hole and also out in space. I mean, I think that's what we're always looking for. Bigger guys, tall guys, heavy guys that are fast and athletic.
Quick question. Are you a boxing fan since you brought that up? Okay.
I am. I am a boxing fan.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll wrap things up today with Chris Fetters. Go ahead, Chris.
Jimmy, with Joe being – now he's gone and you've got Ryan on the one end as far as your outside linebackers, your rush ends and whatnot. Who's in the battle right now from your vantage point to try to take over that other spot, that spot that Joe had?
So, as you guys know, we roll those guys all the time, especially at that position. They have to stay fresh. And so it's going to be the same guys that you guys have seen. I mean, we've got Leatu Latu, who's playing fantastic right now. I mean, and then those young guys are playing really good right now as well. And you guys obviously already wrote about the three young guys that we now have at that position. I'm trying to think of the other guy right now. This is escaping me right now. We got Ryan. But we have, let's see, six guys, I believe, that are rotating through. Thank you. I'm missing somebody. But you're going to see six guys. I mean, we always rotate through with that whole position. It's never just going to be two guys just sitting there and they're the starters and they're playing the whole game. And you guys have seen that for the last 6 years.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.